Good evening. This is the KPFK Finance Committee, Local Finance Committee for December 8th, 2021. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the chair of the Local Finance Committee and also the KPFK treasurer. I'm now going to take roll call. Okay. Alan Beek.
Alan Beek is present.
Thank you, Alan. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
Oh, I had also mentioned it's currently 4:12 p.m. Michael Novick.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
I'm present, Jay. I'm present.
Thank you. Thank you. Eusebio Rivas? Eusebio? Janine Roan? Janine? Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Thank you. Sue Cohen Johnson. Sue. Okay. Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Thank you. Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is present.
Thank you, Dave. Steve Kaiser.
I'm here.
Okay. Jonathan Markowitz.
Jonathan's here.
Okay. King Riley. King. Zuri Rideau.
And present.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yes. Thank you so much, Fred. Rideau.
Okay. Maria Skelton.
Here, and thank you.
Ruth Strauss. I got an email from Ruth saying she would probably not be present. I think she has a dentist appointment.
No, she has a school class.
I'm sorry. Okay. Absent. John Wenger. John? Okay. Bruce Griff?
Here.
Okay, I think this is your second meeting you've attended, right?
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay, Mike Bresler. And I got an email from our general manager, Miguel Quesada, that he won't be present. Okay. I'm going to go back and call the people that didn't answer. We see E.O. Rivas. Janine Roan. Sue Cohen Johnson. King Riley. John Wanger. Okay, let's see. We have 15 present, quorum is 12, so we have quorum. We have a legal meeting. I sent out the draft agenda today. I assume everybody, got it. I'm going to now take a stack for any changes that are requested to the agenda. Let's see. Let me bring up my own agenda.
Bella to the stack.
I got you, Bella. Okay. Are you what do you want to adjust or correct in the agenda?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So last month, there was a motion submitted to be placed at the top of the agenda regarding protocol for, and I sent it to the committee already regarding the protocol.
Don't go into the motion. You want an item on the agenda motion.
No.
Bella, hold on, Bella. I'm sorry?
I have the floor, or do I not have the floor? I recognized?
I'm telling you, the process is that you propose an item on the agenda. You don't discuss the item. We're just placing items on the agenda at this point in time.
Okay. No, I object. This is what you have been doing. And when you send out the meeting,
Bella, you are out of order.
I am not asking for a number.
Chair Lawrence with a point of order.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
Maybe just to clarify it. The procedure is once you offer something as a new agenda item, it's not time to motivate. You get the time to motivate your agenda item after it's placed on the agenda and it comes up on the agenda. So maybe that helps spell out a little bit.
I am not requesting a number on the agenda. I am requesting an item on the agenda.
Billy, you're making a distinction now of something that's much simpler than that. You just want a point on the agenda so we can discuss your motion. I'm going to propose that it be after the chair's announcements. Okay?
No. I want the item at the top of the agenda, and you are preventing me from even speaking about it, even mentioning what it is that I am desiring, what I'm requesting. You have been doing
Bella, can we please calm down? This is real. You're making much more out of this than it needs to be.
When the minutes are sent,
the chair is talking. I'm saying the chair's announcements I've got down for 2 minutes. They're very short. Why can't you accept a point on the agenda right after the chair's announcements?
Because that's number 6.
Right. And we have to go through, and there's a process that we have to go through before considering your point. There's a discussion of the time and date of the next meeting and a minutes approval.
Then I want number five.
Why are you so adamant to be the first point on the agenda, Bella?
because that's how it was proposed last month, and we lost the entire meeting arguing about it. And that's not reflected in the minutes sent out by Grace.
Back to the stack.
Yes, Beth, I recognize you. Hold on, Bella, hold on. I'm recognizing Beth at this point. Yes, Beth.
Thank you. I would like to request that any additional items to the agenda be placed after the business items that we already have listed, because in the past, so many items have been bumped from past meetings because of dilatory items, dilatory actions like this one, requiring that just simply getting through setting the agenda takes up an hour or more. So I would like to request that any additional items be placed after the business items that we already have enumerated in the existing, in the proposed agenda. Thank you.
How do we resolve this? Since the chair suggested a place on the agenda early in the business.
This is Grace with a point of information.
What's your point of information, Grace?
Okay. I believe that Bella or any other member of this committee has the right to suggest that an item be placed on the agenda wherever they want to place it. And then it goes to the body to either vote it down or amend that. If Beth wants to amend Bella's suggestion of where to place it on the agenda, then she can make an amendment to Bella's motion to add her agenda item.
Please consider my comment an amendment to Bella's motion.
And where do you propose placing Bella's motion, Beth? Bella, you do not have the floor, Bella. Let Beth speak.
Thank you. I would propose adding any additional items after the business items that are already listed so that we have the chance to get through our business at hand first. And then additional items should go after number six. So it would be item number seven, additional items. And if it's so important to people to get to additional items, then they can behave well enough through the business items that we actually get that far through the agenda. Thank you.
Lungs to the stack.
Point of order or
correction?
Okay. Looking at the agenda, Chair and Beth, after the business on the agenda would put Bella's motion at 8A. Number six is Chair's announcements. Number seven, discussion of KPFK financial crisis. Number eight, review KPFK fiscal 22 budget timeline. So, Beth, are you suggesting that it be after that before adjournment?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it would be 8A. So that would be your amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, Lawrence. Hold on, Lawrence is next. Yes, Lawrence.
Okay. The motion to wipe out the rights of the member to put something on the agenda is very concerning to me, because the opportunity of being able to put something on the agenda should take precedent over trying to prioritize things a little differently that Beth is offering. I will certainly I would object to that. I believe that any member, as Grace stated, has a right to request something to be put on the agenda, and then that decision has to be made. The amending of a motion in a sense strips away the rights of members, not just Bella, but it's just the rights away of a member. So I think what needs to happen is that since there's a motion to amend, I believe you have to go to a vote whether that amendment will prevail. If not, Bella's request to put something on the agenda is completely, I believe, in order. So that's all I have to say about that.
The chair, hold on. The chair is going to rule that the group is going to vote to make the decision. The group will vote on the amendment, best amendment. If her amendment passes, Bella's motion will be put as after point 8. If it doesn't pass, Bella's motion will be put as point 5 on the agenda.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. This is Bella.
What's your point of information, Bella?
Have you heard the motion? You never allowed me to speak about what even the motion is.
You no, Bella, you requested a point on the agenda. You can put.
I did not. I requested to place the motion on the agenda.
Hold on, Bella. Hold on. The chair ruled that we cannot discuss the motion at this time. We're discussing placing points, items onto the agenda. Do you understand that?
Point of order, Fred. I have a point of order. This is Grace.
Yes, Grace. What's your point
of
order?
People may not have read their email. Can Bella just state the motion? She wants to put a particular motion on the agenda. So people should know what the agenda item is.
Okay, Bella, please read your motion if it's not too long, so we know what it deals with.
Fred, point of information.
Who's speaking?
John Wenger.
Okay, what's your point of information?
I'm here. I was late, but I'm here. So include me in the votes, please.
Thank you. Hold on. We haven't even started to take the vote, John. Bella, can you label your motion that you want to put on the agenda? Or do you want, if it's short enough, you can read it.
Yes, thank you. I have been trying to do this for four meetings, consecutive meetings.
Bella, just read the motion, Bella.
And I have been prevented from doing so. Discussion of the quorum, protocol and muting of members or the public. That is the title of the motion. Discussion of the quorum, protocol and muting of members or public. Thank you.
Okay. It seems to me that there's an amendment on the floor by Beth. Do you want to call for a vote on the amendment? Beth?
Yes.
I want this motion at the top of the agenda.
We understand that, Bella. But Beth has got an amendment to your agenda item, to place your agenda item after agenda item 8. So a yes vote.
At the end. Just like last month.
Well, it's up to the group, depending on the vote. So, Alan Beek, how do you vote? A yes vote is to implement Beth's amendment to move the motion to after point 8. A no vote is not to move the motion. Alan Beek, how do you vote?
Well, I don't know what the two choices are.
Yes.
I'm voting to put it after point 8. Or am I voting not to put it anywhere?
Or to leave it at point 5.
Can we clarify this?
A yes vote is to have Bella's agenda item to discuss decorum, etc., after 8. A yes is to have it after 8.
Bella, you do not have the floor. Do not speak. We're in a vote.
A yes to Beth's A yes to Beth's amendment places Bella's agenda item after 8. Do you understand, Alan?
And a no vote,
yes.
And why would a no
Bella,
vote?
Bella, let Alan speak. Alan, you have...
And a no means we put it at position 5. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
No,
correct.
That's not correct.
Yes, that is correct.
What does a no do?
No vote.
Grace.
No vote.
Grace, let the chair explain. A yes vote moves the motion to after point 8. A no vote leaves it at point 5 on the agenda.
Okay, point of order, that's not correct. Point of order, Fred. Sorry. I apologize, but...
Beth, would you please explain your amendment?
Fred, please, can I just explain?
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, if Beth's amendment fails, then the body votes on Bella's agenda item, and which would be placed as number 5. But it only would be placed as number 5 if the body votes to place it on the agenda at all.
Okay.
Okay, so there are 2 votes. One is the amendment vote, and the next would be on Bella's original motion to add this item to the agenda.
Okay.
If the body does not want to add it to the agenda and votes no on Bella's
Alan, do you understand? Yeah. Alan, do you understand?
I understand.
Bella, do not speak, Bella. Bella, Alan, how do you vote?
I vote to put number 5.
Okay. Actually, you vote to go to Bella's original motion, Bella's original placement of her motion. Okay, Beth Van Guten?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Zuko and Johnson, not present. Raymond Goldstone.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan Markowitz?
Pass.
Okay. King Riley's not present. Zuri?
No.
Maria Skelton?
Yes, and thank you.
Ruth Strauss is not present. John Wanger?
Abstain.
Okay, going back. No. Jonathan, I think you passed, Jonathan.
Yeah, I vote no.
Okay. Okay, The vote is 9 yes, 6 no, 1 abstain. The amendment passes, so now we're back. Hold on. Recording this.
Get back to the motion as amended.
Right.
Just see if there's any objection to putting on the agenda.
Okay, hold on. I'm just recording the motion. Okay, we're back to the original motion on decorum that's now been amended to be placed at point 8 on the agenda. So a yes vote places Bella's motion onto the agenda. A no vote does not place a no vote.
Could you see if there's any objection? Could you see if there's any objections?
Thank you, Michael. Is there any objections to placing Bella's motion on the agenda? Hearing none by acclamation, Bella's motion is placed at point 9 on the agenda. Are there any additional changes to the agenda at this point?
Bella, object.
Well, that
goes to be as number 5.
Well, the group made a decision to place it at number 8. I'm sorry.
No, you just said number 9. Now you said number 8. And originally, it was supposed to be as number 5.
Point of order is after number 8. That's number 9. Let it go and move on, please.
Arthur, I'm coming.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Is there, are there, hold on. Are there any? I'm hearing multiple people trying to speak. Are there any additional, additions to the agenda at this point? Is, there any objections to the agenda as it is currently constituted? We have
Bella.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, who's speaking?
Raymond Goldstone.
What is your point?
That the agenda be adopted as amended by Beth, whose amendment was to the time or the placement of the new agenda item if it passed.
Thank you, Raymond.
Mr. Chair, I ask for the floor before Raymond. Bella.
We're on approval of the agenda,
okay.
Bella.
This is Ken. I call the question.
Okay. Since there's objection, I'm going to have to have a vote on accepting the agenda. Alan Beek, a yes vote accepts the agenda. Alan, Beth Van Guten.
Sorry, I was muted. I accept yes to accept the agenda.
Thank you. Beth?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
Yes, yes.
Bella?
No.
Grace?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Thank you, Raymond. Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson, I'm staying.
Okay. Jonathan Markowitz?
Jonathan abstains.
Zuri,
yes.
Maria Skelton?
Yes, and thank you.
You're welcome. John Winger?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Maria, you voted yes, and Zuri voted yes. Is that correct?
Maria said yes, and thank you.
Yes, I voted yes, Zuri.
Okay. Okay. The vote, let's see, did anybody pass? I don't think so. Okay, the vote is 13 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions. So we have an agenda.
I have a point of order, Ken Aaron.
What's your point of order, Ken?
The chair should be expelling Bella DeSoto from the meeting, and you can do it by muting her. She's disrupted. We've just spent 42 minutes futilely, waste of time, and she's been interrupting the chair and other speakers. She should be expelled from the meeting, and I'm asking the chair to do that as a disciplinary action.
Point of order, Zuri.
Zuri, what's your point of order?
That Bella has not more interrupting than other people. She is actually talking about a very important issue. It's also concerning me and many others about muting, and I feel it's not a democratic process if somebody who's been muted is now, because they complain about being muted, expelled from the meeting, so I strongly protest against this.
Lawrence to the sack.
Point of order.
Yep. Yes, Lawrence, I recognize you, Lawrence. Go ahead.
I heard somebody had a point of order. I too have a point of order. I think that's completely inappropriate. People have strong requests and advocate in Pacifica for those requests. And I think muting or expelling someone who presented a strong case to put something on the agenda is completely, I believe, punitive and inappropriate.
Okay.
And un-Pacifica. Thank you.
The chair would request one of the members to request the orders of the day. In any case, the next item, we've got an agenda. The next item is discussion of date and time for the next meeting. I put down only a few minutes for this. The next available meeting is in January 12th. I have no idea when the LSB is going to be meeting in January or if there is any conflicts. By the way, I'm hearing a strong echo. Would people please mute their microphone? Okay. So the issue of the meeting date is important.
The chairman?
Yes.
I move that the next regular meeting of the KPFK Finance Committee be Wednesday afternoon, January the 12th, 2022, at 4 p.m.
Okay. I guess, we don't need to, this is not a motion that needs to be passed. I'm just setting, you know, the rule is that we're supposed to meet the Wednesday before the OSB meeting. I have no idea when the OSB is going to meet in January. I guess it will just have to work its way, work itself out, as developments progress this month. So the next, I'm moving now.
Is this Beth to the staff?
Yes, Beth. You want to say something? You have the floor.
Thank you. So is it appropriate to discuss this item now?
May yeah. I yes.
Consideration. Thank you. Yes, I would like to suggest that it makes more sense for this committee to meet after we have late enough in the month so that we have some assurance that we will have current financials to review. It doesn't make sense, and it's frustrating to meet time and again early enough in the month that we don't have current financials to review. So I would suggest that later in the month is likely to get us what we're after, enough grist for the mill that we have some actual business to take care of. And I was hoping to consider the fourth Tuesday or the third Tuesday of the month, also at 4 o'clock, so that at least the first hour will be within business hours, so that we can have a better chance of including staff.
I'm sorry, is that, you said Tuesday, not Wednesday?
Yeah.
Hold on. The chair wants to mention a fact that the National Finance Committee meets on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, so that would put us in conflict. That would put us in, if we met on the fourth Tuesday, that would put us in conflict.
That's true. Then let's drop the fourth and consider, I would like to suggest the third then for consideration.
The third would be the 18th of January. Okay. Grace, you requested the floor.
I think that Bella requested before me.
Okay, Bella.
Or somebody.
Bella, you wanted to talk. You wanted the floor?
Yes, and there's a lot of noise.
I realize that, and I'm not muting people. That's why there's noise.
No, that is not why. Okay, has disappeared. Why are we changing our historic Wednesday to a Tuesday? I want someone to explain to me that logic.
Michael, to the staff.
Michael,
and Grace,
you have... Okay, Grace. Okay, Grace, and then Michael.
I think that Bella's point is well taken, because obviously everybody who's on this committee is comfortable with Wednesday. Some of us may not be comfortable with Tuesday. So I suggest we keep the meetings on Wednesday. And if it wants to, yeah, the 12th is not good, maybe the 19th. Wednesday the 19th might work.
Michael, you have the floor.
Yeah. So just remind people, we did move, at least temporarily, the LSB meetings to Wednesday at 6, and having a finance committee meeting at 4 on the same Wednesday as the LSB, I think is difficult. I agree with Beth's proposal that we should have meeting late enough in the month to actually do the work that the Finance Committee is supposed to do of looking for financials, particularly on a quarterly basis. In January, we should have the first quarter of the fiscal year. I mean, you do a pretty thorough analysis of that first quarter. So I don't think the question of Tuesday, Wednesday is as material as the fact that it needs to be later in the month than the second Wednesday. Yet the second Wednesday is pretty clear. We're not going to have those financials. So I think we should just leave the bands for now and figure out once we hear from NEPA about when they are likely to come up with the first quarter of fiscal year 2022 documents that we can look at and analyze. And I think we should move on to the question of the current financial state.
Mr. Chair, Michael, is there...
Hold on, Bella. Please request the floor first. And
I do not understand, Michael.
Okay. I'm putting Beth after Bella. Bill, you have the floor, okay?
No, I could not understand Michael, I said.
Is this audible? I don't know what to do. I put in headphones because they told me my phone was not audible. If this is not audible either, then I'm going to ask that we move to my... Is this any better?
Michael, you were muffled. You seem to be less muffled now, so it seems to be better. Proceed.
My only point is that we need to do it. I agree with Beth. It needs to be late enough in the month that we actually have financials. I said that we are supposed to do a quarterly analysis, and in January we would get the first quarter of this current fiscal year. So I think it's essential that we not have the meeting until after we actually get documents from NEPA. And if you don't know when those are going to be forthcoming, I don't think we should set the meeting now. I think we should wait till after the local station board meets in December and sets its agenda and timetable for meetings, and then we can know if it's possible to have a finance committee meeting before the LSB that also gets the financials. And if we can't, then I think it has to be, as I said before, unmoored from the LSB schedule, because it's more important that we actually have financial documents to look at than that it be before the LSB meets. Because otherwise, as it was said, it's an exercise in frustration. So I don't think we should set it tonight.
Thank you for clarifying, Michael. Beth, you requested the floor.
Thank you, yes. I'm ready to concur with Michael that it might be better to wait to set the meeting until after the LSB has laid out our schedule for the new year, because right now we're aiming at moving targets. And I would reiterate again that I think it makes more sense to wait to hold our meetings later in the month rather than earlier in the month so that we have the financials to go over. And I would point out that the bottleneck isn't NEDA. NEDA has actually a really fast turnaround point. The bottleneck is they're waiting for the data from all Pacifica units. It used to be that we were frequently the unit holding up that process. Now that NEDA has taken over our accounting processes, they have that data from us already. So now it appears it's another unit that's slower on the uptake. So I will do what I can to try to address that at the national level. But that's the hang up. So NEDA can provide them to us very, very quickly as soon as they have all the data from all the units. Thank you.
Lawrence to the staff.
Mrs. Grace with a motion.
Lawrence, because of the staff.
Lawrence, you have the floor, and then Grace can propose her motion.
Thank you. I think it's premature to schedule the next finance committee for the following year because the new delegates have not been seated, and we should afford them the opportunity and complete agency as to how they want to move forward. So that's all. So in a sense, I'm joining with both Michael and Beth, more so with Michael, because I think that will give the new delegates complete agency because they may have different schedules and the such. So that's what I wanted to add to the discussion, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Grace? You have a motion?
Yes, I move
that we
empower.
Point of order.
Who's requesting a point of order?
Raymond Goldstone.
Okay.
Raymond, what's your point of order, Raymond?
I placed a motion on the floor. If someone wishes to amend that motion, so be it.
Okay.
Okay. Point well taken.
My understanding is that Raymond's motion was to meet on January 12th, which would be our normal meeting date before all these changes to the LSB schedule and took place.
Fred,
do you have an amendment? Yes, Grace, do you have an amendment?
Well, I believe that possibly Bess was putting forward an amendment to change it to Tuesday.
I'll withdraw that amendment, I would prefer to wait to set a date until after we've seated the new board now.
Okay. I'd like to move an amendment to the original suggestion of the 12th to allow the chair to schedule the meeting after finding out what the LSB meeting schedule is going to be and when NETA can provide financial documents in January. So we leave it up to the discretion of the chair. That would be the motion.
That would be the amendment.
The amendment. The amendment.
Is there any objection to Grace's amendment? And I'm hearing, of course, Bill. We could solve this just by acclamation and leaving it up to the chair, but.
Bella, to the stack.
Bella, you have the floor. What do you, what?
Thank you. So I wanted to clarify, because often people lose memory very quickly these days. It was Janine Ron 3 months ago who suggested and put a motion forward, and it was thwarted by two individuals today.
Could you not personalize this?
She was the one who made a motion that this body should be meeting as later in the month as necessary, so that we could be doing our work in oversight with the proper documentation. I would like to add that since everything has been turned over to NETA, we no longer have the privilege of holding our local documentation in our hands. Even if they were a little late for us, they were there. We had that ability of having local accessible reports. We no longer have that. So for Stefan Guten to say that every unit that NETA has is not up to, that NETA cannot be blamed because now it's the unit's fault. So you can eat the cake and have the, eat the cake too. It simply does not work. Something ain't jiving here.
Bella, you're being dilatory. We're trying to decide on a date, and we don't have full information. And we won't have full information probably for weeks. Oh, great. Do people want to accept Raymond Goldstone's motion to meet on January 12th?
There was an amendment.
Point of order, I put forward an amendment to have the meeting date set by you at your discretion after you find out at your discretion.
Thank you.
The chair's discretion.
Is there any objection to the Grace's amendment?
Yes, Bella objects.
Then let's vote.
Thank you. Hold on, I have to record this.
course, there's the reason why I object.
Hold on, Bella.
If I may explain why I...
No, Bella, you don't have the floor, Bella. Men... Would you see somebody please mute their keyboard? Okay. So I'm going to take a vote on Grace's amendment. Alan Beek. Alan?
I think the amendment is to allow the chair to pick the time.
Right.
The date. I
right.
vote yes.
Thank you. Beth Van Gutten?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Bella? I'm sorry, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Bella?
No.
Grace?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Jonathan Markowitz?
Pass.
Zuri Rideau? Zuri? Have we lost you?
No, sorry, I was muted. Yes, I vote yes.
Maria Skelton?
Yes, Jane, and thank you.
John Wenger? John? Okay, I think everybody voted except the chair. The chair votes yes. Okay, the
Duke
vote.
Cohen Johnson. Duke Cohen Johnson.
Okay. Okay, you arrived late. So you're voting, Zoo, you're voting yes on this? Okay.
Yes.
Got it. So the vote is 14 yes, 1 no, no abst- oh, I forgot, Jonathan Markowitz passed. Jonathan, do you want to vote?
Vote no.
Okay. Thank you. So we have 14 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions. So the chair will select the date and notify the committee sometime later between now and January. So I think that exhausts this agenda item for time and date. Minutes approval. I think there's been 3 sets of minutes that have been sent out. And minutes can always be corrected at any time. There's no time limit on corrections of minutes. Is there any objection to approving the minutes that were sent out for the last 3 meetings?
Bella, to the staff.
I'm not asking for, there's no stack. I'm asking for either, is there any objection to approving the minutes?
Bella,
I move we accept the minutes.
Are accepting the minutes, not Abella, do you object to accepting the minutes?
Yes. I wanted to speak to that, but you won't allow me.
I'm sorry. Do you have any corrections to the minutes?
Well, yes. It's retro for the last 4 or 5 meetings, and I have called it to your attention at this meeting. It has been ignored. Number one, my name continues to be misspelled. I'm tired of trying to correct you on that, and now Grace Aaron is doing the same thing. Also, there was no vote to elect Grace Aaron as secretary. And beyond that, there's discriminating language against me in the last 3 or 4 minutes that were called to you.
Hold on, Bella. You've got a whole laundry list of changes, evidently, to the minutes. How was your name misspelled?
Misspelled. My last name is DeSoto. There are 2 capital letters, and there is a space after E. After D and E as in Edward, there is a space with a capital S, and D in the middle is capital D. There are 2 capitals, and there is a space.
I believe I used a lowercase for the D. I'm sorry about that. Is that really a misspelling?
And it has been connected to the F as well. So you spell it.
Could the chair request that you send an email with all the corrections you have?
I have done that several times already.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, let's go on to more important stuff. Not that that I'm going to die over this. There has been objection to certain language discriminatory toward me to start a kind of a trend that I'm disruptive, dilatory, etc., as today as well, claimed by Ken Aaron. And that language has not been removed from the minutes submitted.
I'm not aware that any characterization of people have been made in the minutes.
Yes. That language has not been corrected in any of the minutes.
This is Beth.
Yes, Beth.
To vote any of those proposed amendments or corrections up or down, I would need to see them in writing in advance. So we're not in a position to decide on them in the moment. So I suggest that we postpone at least that set of minutes until Bella can provide her proposed changes to the entire committee in writing in advance, and then we can make a fully informed decision on them and vote them up or down. Thank you.
Is there any opposition to postponing approval of the minutes? Hearing none, we're moving from point 4. Chair's announcements. Again, I'm hearing feedback, and I wish. I had to mute one of the guests to stop that feedback, which was annoying me. I don't know which guest it was. Hold on. Phone number, area code 949. I'm sorry. In any case,
this is Beth with a request?
Yes.
I would like to request that all participants mute your phones unless you're the one person designated to speak. If we each took responsibility to do that, it wouldn't fall to Fred to mute or unmute people just to make it possible for the rest of us to hear. So if we each take on that responsibility, we'll have a more effective, more efficient meeting and won't put Fred in the hot seat. Thank you.
Okay. It's currently 5:11. Chair's announcements. I really don't have announcements. That's even a couple minutes isn't required. I'm going to move the discussion on to the discussion of the KPFK financial crisis. Well, actually, I do have announcements. I have been looking at the KPFK fund drive, and I just wanted to give people an update on the current state of the fund drive. As of today, the fund drive has gotten pledges of $10,530. From looking at the Allegiance website, Monday brought in $7,435 Tuesday, the 7th, and Wednesday today has brought in $2,575 in pledges. And typically three quarters of the pledges are fulfilled on almost immediately. And I guess I have more information, but I'm not going to give it out on the... So basically the fund drive is performing as pretty much the same as the October fund drive. The first day was $7,400. Today was $2,500. Hopefully it will do better. I'm going to move the agenda now from... That's my main announcement. The next item is point 7 on the agenda, discussion of the KPFK financial crisis. I have this down for 30 minutes. Michael Heist, would you like to be timekeeper?
Yes, you read my mind. Happy to do so. 90 seconds or 2 minutes for each speaker.
Yes. Do you have some kind of a single?
Sorry, which, Fred?
Let's go with 2 minutes. Do you have some kind of a single to let people know when they're running at close to the end of their time?
I'll just say 10 seconds at 10 seconds before the 2 minutes, and then at 2 minutes I will just say time.
Thank you. Okay.
And what about for responses?
I'm sorry? What about?
If somebody responds, do you want to keep that to 2 minutes or say, you know, half that?
This is generally meant to be a discussion period.
Okay.
So.
All right. 2 minutes sold.
Okay. So I'm going to take a stack. To talk about the financial situation at KPFK. Do I have any requests for the stack?
Raymond Goldstone.
Raymond, got you.
Bella.
I'm sorry?
Bella to the stack.
Okay. Raymond, I'm going to put you, I'm going to prioritize you lower because you're not a LSB member. So I have Bella, anybody else?
Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan. Bella, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. For quite a while, I've been sending in a number of questions concerning our profit and loss, and I did so with notes, for the August P&L and the September P&L have been completely ignored. No questions have been answered, although I recall that Michael Novick and Grace Aaron attempted to answer a couple of items, but mostly rhetoric. So my questions continue to be, now that we have no control over our local reporting from Great Plains, I would like to motion that we get a general ledger for the year ending September 2021, fiscal year 21, and one for fiscal year 19 and one for fiscal year 18. And the reason for that is so that we can do our homework from the general ledger and pin down exactly what these final numbers are made of, because there's a lot of manipulation I see here. One of the questions I asked was, why all of a sudden there is no major donor numbers entered in our income? And so that caught my attention. I'm perturbed over that. Then I see the rest of the expenditures. We have, this has been consistent, a bloated development account that's called development expense.
10 seconds.
To date, we have, give me a moment here. To date, we have...
Time.
Okay, Billum. Raymond, you have the floor.
That number, that number is 23,000.
Bella,
23,000.
Bella, you're at time.
Yes.
And does any of this make any difference, given that our income is half of, or is a quarter what it was a year ago?
Yes. Are you asking me the question, or you're calling me out of order again?
No, I'm actually asking you a question. Does any of this make any, when, are you actually, hold on, Bella. Hold on, Bella.
Can I respond?
Can I ask, can I clarify? My point is, are you questioning the accuracy of the numbers in the profit and loss statement?
Yes, that is precisely what I'm doing, because I have been explaining that it's inconceivable that in accounting, you can operate without the income. So if the numbers do not jive, it's because the expenditures have been overbloated, while at the same time diminishing returns. So something is very wrong, and I have been pointing this out now for quite a while.
Okay,
and
Bella.
No one cares.
Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone, you have the floor.
I withdraw my request to speak.
I'm sorry,
I withdraw my request to speak.
Okay. Thank you, Raymond. Jonathan?
Thank you. I'm curious as to this issue. Is this pertinent to the current agenda item? In your opinion, Chair, and I'm concerned that there may be a very important aspect that Bella is asserting here, but I'm not sure about the agenda item because I didn't hear it, the agenda in its entirety, when I was in the other room. So it's a point of question or point of information question. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're on point 7 of the agenda, discussion of KPFK. Financial crisis. It's fairly simple. We're not bringing in enough money to pay our expenses. That's what it comes down to. And if people are questioning the accuracy of the P&L statements that we're getting from NETA, I don't know how to deal with that. Either the numbers are right or they're wrong. And if people don't have specific areas where they can point to numbers being incorrect, there really can't be a discussion.
This is Beth.
Okay.
Beth,
I would like to respond to what you just said, Fred, if you don't mind.
Well, Fred, since this is a discussion, you have the floor for...
Thank you. This will only take a second. My concern is based on my understanding of listening to a lot of board meetings in regards to NEDA personnel being on the call and explaining this process in regards to NEDA's role now in regards to the financials from each of the stations other than KPFA is that what I see here is a clear, I would say, an impasse in regards to having any oversight, whatsoever of what, you know, numbers regarding income, expenditures, et cetera, that data being input at the station level. In other words, the only people who are actually aware of what's being inputted and whether or not that information is accurate are the general managers, whatever business manager happens to be still at each of the five signal areas. And I've heard that KPFT still may have their business manager, or if it was WPFW, I'm sorry. So this is unclear. In other words, what I'm saying is that the local station board finance committee, as I've said on many other meetings, must be able to have full timely reports of what information is being input into the system that data is being communicated to NETA before NETA's reports are finalized. In other words, there has to be another accountable body. In this case, it's absolutely appropriate for the LSBs, because that has been the case literally since the elected board structure was put into place, and that duty falls under the Finance Committee responsibilities. That's my point in support of Bella's assertions. Thank you very much.
Beth, you have the floor.
And Grace to the stack.
And Mike Heist to the stack.
I've got you. So the stack at this point is Beth, Grace, and Michael Heist. Go ahead. Beth, you have the floor.
Thank you. We were provided the most recent financial at our last Finance Committee meeting, and Julia was here to go over those figures with us. I propose that it makes more sense, if we're going to try to dispute those figures again, it makes more sense to do that the next time we have her present with us so that we can get some actual answers and not just speculate. I would also point out that we're at the far end of a process of transition here from the previous financial arrangement where we had an in-house a business manager, now to this process with NEDA. And there's a process of rectifying the bookkeeping. What we did in-house was different from what the much more systematic and compliant bookkeeping process, accounting process that they have in NEDA. And so I expect another month or so while we get through that transition, at which point the reporting we get will be much more consistent. Continue to insist on this massive demand for excessive reporting is inconsistent with what's provided to all the other stations in terms of reporting. It's unnecessary, and in essence, it constitutes an effort by people on this committee to set up what amounts to a parallel accounting system, and that's not what this committee is for.
10 seconds.
I'll relinquish my remaining time. That's enough for the moment. Thank you.
Jonathan on the stack.
I heard you, Jonathan. Grace, you're next.
Yes, I'd like to put forward a motion. I'll read it. Because I understand the frustration we all have as committee members about the situation. We're here because we all care deeply about KPFK. Anyway, here's something we might be able to do. This is the motion. Due to extreme KPFK income shortfalls, the KPFK Finance Committee moves that the KPFK LSB request the GM, that the GM develop a detailed emergency plan to reduce expenses and increase income, and to forward it in writing to the KPFK Finance Committee and the KPFK LSB within 2 weeks.
Could you email me that motion so I get the exact language? And
sure. I mean, I'm putting 2 weeks because it would have to be approved by the KPFK. This motion would have to come from the, go from the, be approved by the KPFK LSB and then sent to the general manager. So, you know, so that we get it in a fairly timely, in a fairly timely manner, I'm putting 2 weeks on it because it won't get reviewed by the LSB for at least another couple of weeks. So I would say, you know, a month is a long time for us to wait for some sort of plan. We're in a very dire emergency situation. But yes, I'll send it to you.
Okay. Could you read it again? And this motion requires a vote.
Yes, it requires a vote here, and then it would have to go to the KPFK LSB to be approved.
Okay. I am going to read it now.
Due to extreme KPFK income shortfalls, the KPFK Finance Committee moves that the KPFK Local Station Board request the general manager develop a detailed emergency plan to reduce expenses and increase income, and to forward it in writing to the KPFK Finance Committee and the KPFK LSB within 2 weeks. Bella, to the stack.
Okay, I'm putting you down. So there's a motion on the floor. Michael Heiss, and then Jonathan, and then Bella. Michael, you have the floor.
Thanks, Fred. Actually, I support the motion that was just raised, but I have another item that I want to discuss, which I hope isn't, excuse me, was out of order. I had the radio on Sunday morning right before Chris Hedges, and I heard an interstitial promo that, if it's true, I find deeply disturbing. It was a Kerry Harrison promo about medical debt, and I'm all for eliminating medical debt, but the copy, I didn't write it down verbatim, but he said, make a donation to KPFK, and a portion of your donation will automatically be given to whatever this reduced medical debt fund is. If that's the case, is that really true? And if so, who approved it? And if so, where is it on the balance sheets? And for goodness sakes, we have enough trouble raising money for ourselves. Why are we using a promo to raise money for something else, masquerading, have a promo to raise money for the station, masquerading as a promo for somebody else? I mean, that's just absurd. It's true.
Michael, I'd like to say that the chair is also concerned about that and has received some emails and has looked at that. I think that's off the point. Beth, does Beth want to respond to that?
I do. Yeah.
I am on the stack.
I understand that, but Beth is just responding to Michael's concerned, and Bella, I'm breaking the stack at this point.
Fred, I will get back to it.
Beth needs to respond to this. John, I do not recognize you.
I just want to be in the queue, that's all.
Okay, I'll put you in the queue, John. Beth, you want to respond to Michael Heiss?
Thank you, yes. Thank you for raising the issue again. The issue of third-party fundraising has come up repeatedly since before my time on the board. I was finally in a position to take that up earlier this year. Now that I'm on both this committee and the National Finance Committee, I've been frustrated in trying to move a motion regarding third-party fundraising at the local level. We got it through governance committee, and it was spoken against at the LSB. And so I've been working with that issue. I'm in communication with our compliance officers. There are issues with this. I have proposed for months now that we stop all third-party fundraising until we can resolve outstanding issues of accounting and legality and regulatory issues. I'm still working on that. I've been, just especially in the last month or so, I've been looking for a way to get it through before the year ends. I haven't given up on that, but I wish I had more success to report. So I agree, it is an issue, and we do need to address this.
Isn't that why we have a general manager to say, Mr. Programmer, don't do that. Don't pretend that you're raising money for the station when you're raising money on the air for a third party.
The GM was doing.
Okay, hold on, people. This is getting off the motion that was proposed by Grace. I'm going to go back to the stack. Thank you, Beth. I'm going to go back to the stack. Jonathan, and then Bella, and then John Wanger.
Okay, I was going to respond to what Beth responded to my comment. My concern is that is the accuracy and completeness of the raw data. So forgive me if I'm not familiar with the terminology of each of the bookkeeping or accounting categories of such and how they are submitted or presented either in report form or in individual forms such as basic ledgers, etc. I'm just talking about the data itself, all of the data at each station, especially when there's no business manager. See, I'm not contesting NETA's, the accuracy of NETA's accounting, but NETA is not in the position to verify the accuracy of any data input into the system and transferred to them directly. Neither are the station's finance committees and treasurers for that matter, but at least they have the purview, I believe, rightly so and legally, to be informed and to be able to request information in order to verify the accuracy of that data that is being communicated to NETA. I hope, Beth, that you understand that I'm being very specific here about this, which you did not address. Thank you.
Hold on, Jonathan. You realize that that there will be an audit shortly, and the auditors will be going over the detailed data. The P&L statements are a high-level summary. This is just information. The P&L statements are a high-level summary of the financial transactions taking place at the station. They do not list detailed information on income or expenses.
Again, I am talking about, I think you're maybe misunderstanding me or you're bypassing my asserted point here, which is that as far as I can see, unless there is a business manager at each station that is required, since they are actually Pacifica employees, unlike NETA,
that's a misstatement, Jonathan. That's a misstatement. They are not required. There's no law that says there has to be a business manager at the station.
Okay, I didn't say that there has to be a business manager. I'm saying when there used to be business managers, they are part of Pacifica and therefore accountable to any legal requirement of accountability in regards to expenditures and income at each station. And as far as my understanding, each local station board's treasurer and finance committees should have and have had in the past certain degrees of access to be able to verify any information thereof that's being input into the ledgers and or accounting, whether or not they're submitted to anybody else or those accountings and audits are compiled by either Pacifica's national auditor and or each business manager in the past. And there, because there's been these impasses with timely reporting of accounting and the ledgers and everything else that I've heard going back years at KPFK and possibly and more of the other stations, then this is absolutely appropriate for the LSB finance committees to be in the information flow and to be able to inquire and verify any data input by the general managers and or any staffers or the business managers into this accounting data that is then submitted to NEDA or is finalized by the business managers at the station, such as KPFA. What's been happening is each
Secretary has been... Jonathan, you just can't go on speaking.
Let me finish my point. I'm sorry.
You've gone on beyond 2 minutes.
Let me finish. I'm sorry, but my time has not run out. Let me finish my point, sir.
Michael Heiss, is his time run out?
I'm sorry. Since it was a response, I didn't time it, and it's way over 2 minutes.
Okay. Again, my point is that the KPF, each signal area operates in basically in a vacuum. There is no...
Jonathan, you just can't stand... Halt, Jonathan. The chair is requesting that you stop. You don't have the floor unlimited. And
nobody is addressing my point here. You're all obfuscating it. Thank you very much.
Point of order. This is Grace with a point of order.
Yes, Grace.
Nothing is in order except consideration of the motion that I put on the floor. That has to be disposed of before any other business goes on in this meeting.
And I am on the stack to that as well, Bella.
I understand that, Bella. We're supposed to be discussing Grace's motion at this point in time. Bella, you have the floor. And by the way, hold on. Some of the statements Jonathan made about governance are incorrect. That governance does not have governance does not go into great detail. Does not do the accounting at the station. We are dependent on accountants for providing us with the financial information. Bella, you have you have the floor.
Okay, and Fred, what you just said is incoherent. I will go on. I appreciate Jonathan Markowitz's remarks. Okay, first I want to address Michael Heiss. There is no such thing as a balance sheet for programming. A balance sheet is a financial instrument, which is different from the P&L.
No, I know what a balance sheet is. If I misspoke, I apologize.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm very concerned about Terry Harrison. But I am against this motion that Grace just proposed, put on the table, for the simple reason is that, first of all, soon after he's hired, the general manager, his one right-hand person, whether he was reliable, competent, or not, was pulled from under him. He was left alone, and he is being hamstrung by very few people at the station to conduct certain programming on air. And so he's being misled, and now Grace motion is aiming to choke him. And so I profusively object to this motion, which is erratical. It is erratic and illogical. I would support something less lenient, something more reasonable, that as soon as possible, within his possible time frame, that he submits a plan to increase revenue and reduce expenditures. But this body is not allowing me to continue to bring up the issues of the expenditures. I am being called out of order. When I submit my reports with questions, they go shifted.
10 seconds.
They go ignored. But yet you are saying, oh, but we are on item dealing with a station crisis. When I bring up specificity, it is ignored. So there's always a kismet.
time.
A bypass there or an impasse. Thank you.
John Wenger, you haven't spoken yet, so on Grace's motion, I hope you will say something on her motion.
Yeah, absolutely. Grace, I have a friendly amendment for your motion. I too would like to hear what Mikhail has to say in a plan. I think, though, structurally, though, it should be something like this, and I don't have exact wording to suggest, but just think of it as a meta comment. You have your justification, your rationale for the motion, and then if I remember correctly, it basically says, okay, we have a motion, you know, to the LSB, and then the LSB is supposed to make a request of the general manager. I think it's more straightforward to just write our motion for the LSB as if we're a staff member. And we provide a motion the LSB can just vote on without having to have a two-level motion where we, the finance committee, give a motion to the LSB to then make a motion, vote on asking Mikhail to give us the information. Just say, the LSB shall request of Mikhail a report, you know, within 2 weeks. That's all I have to say. It's just a matter of cleaning it up, making it shorter, and just writing a motion for the LSB directly. They can just vote it up or down or modify it. They always modify it. I'm done. Was that clear, Grace? Do you understand?
I think that's actually what I wrote.
Okay, I'd like to hear it. Okay. I'd like to hear it again, then.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Fred?
Yeah,
go
ahead. Go ahead, because I'm unclear about how John wanted to amend your motion.
Due to extreme KPFK income shortfalls, the KPFK Finance Committee moves that the local station board request that the general manager develop a detailed emergency plan to reduce expenses and increase income, and to forward it in writing, and to forward this plan, let's make it this plan, in writing to the KPFK Finance Committee and the KPFK Local Station Board within 2 weeks.
Okay, I did not misunderstand it, Grace. You have a two-level motion. You're saying that the Finance Committee moves that. And what you really want to say, the LSB makes the direct request of the general manager. You don't need two steps. It's simpler with one step.
Okay. All right. I don't understand, John, but, you know, we can work it out. I suggest I have to get off this call soon. Can we call the question on this and just go for a vote, and then we can – the LSB can decide on a wording to send to the general manager.
Just make
John,
a motion.
I don't understand how you want to modify it. So, you know, you can.
We are at time certain, so we're going to have to either vote on we have to vote on this, or the meeting is over.
I'm really sorry, John. I just don't get the wording that you want. I don't understand it, but.
I vote to
it's okay. It doesn't matter very much. Just if you don't understand it, then that's fine. Just move on. I'll vote for it. I'd like to hear the report. By the way, I can guess what it is. The answer is he's having meetings to do underwriting. That's how he's going to save the station with underwriting. He told us that a couple of meetings ago.
Okay.
God. I move to extend for 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
We're at a time certain, Bella. There's an LSB meeting in 15 minutes, which I have to be at to stream. So, and other people here have to be at that. So,
you need to take a vote.
I'm taking a vote. Alan Beek, how do you vote on Grace's motion? Alan? Okay. Beth Van Guten?
Yes.
Chair, this is Don.
Yes.
Alan calls from a 949 number, and that's the person that you muted. So maybe you can unmute him.
Well, he was making a lot of noise. I'm unmuting him. Alan, how do you vote? Okay, I'm moving on. Michael Novick? Oh.
No.
Michael?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, Lawrence, how do you vote on Grace's motion?
No.
Okay, Bella?
No.
Okay, Grace?
Yes.
Ken Aaron? Ken?
I think he went somewhere. I'll try to get him. Go.
Okay. Sue Cohen Johnson. Sue? Okay. Raymond Goldstone?
Goldstone votes no.
Okay. Michael Heiss?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Thank you. Jonathan?
No.
Okay, Zuri?
No.
Maria Skelton? Don't hear. John Winger?
That was yes. That was muted.
Okay. Going back, the chair is going to vote yes. Alan?
This is King Riley. King Riley is here.
Okay, King, I'm putting you as late here, but we're going to vote on a motion by Grace Aaron. Whoever's making noise, please mute your microphone. Alan Beek. Hold on. Okay. Alan Beek.
He's no longer around.
Okay. Unfortunately, so I'm going to...
Please vote yes. Just say yes.
Okay.
That's great.
And Ken Aaron?
Ken is in a different teleconference. Just skip him.
Well, he's silent. Sue Cohen Johnson? Don't hear her, so, King, do you want to vote?
Mr. Chair, Mr. King Riley has not been on the meeting. All meetings expired.
Do you know what,
That's true, but I vote yes.
Yes, but this should not be allowed.
In any case, okay. So the vote is seven yes, six no, one abstention. I'm sorry. The meeting, I'm sorry. Alan?
Point of order.
I can't hear. Who's that? Is that Alan?
Raymond Goldstone with a point of order.
What's your point of order, Raymond?
Mr. Riley arrived in the middle of a vote. And I would ask the chair to nullify that vote.
Thank you.
Because he came to the meeting, you're asking to nullify King's vote because he came to the meeting late?
Chair, Lawrence with a point of order.
What's your point of order, Lawrence? What's your point of order, Lawrence?
A point of the order is this. Mr. Riley arrived in the middle of a vote. I believe that you poisoned the well by telling them that we were voting on a certain person's motion. He should not have the opportunity to vote because he was not even part of the discussion. And it leads me to believe that he came onto the call to vote for the motion and not to engage in the discussion. So I would support Mr. Goldstone's act that we do not include his vote. In the interest of fairness.
Okay.
Can you please? It's a tie, isn't it?
If King is not allowed to vote, it's a tie. It's a 6-6 tie.
Correct.
Therefore, the motion fails. The meeting is... We're at time certain. The meeting is over. Good night, everybody.
Good
night. Good
night. Thank you, Fred. Thank you very much, Fred.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Fred.